Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早上好。
I'm so glad we had such lively music this morning.
很高兴我们有这么活泼的音乐敬拜。
Because my sermon is probably not as lively as the ones you've heard me preach before.
可能我今天的讲道可能不像以前一样那样那么有意思啊。
One of the reasons is I believe that the content is so important in this passage that I don't want to reduce any of that.
其中一个原因就是今天要讲到的信息，这个内容是这么重要，所以我也不想来弱化这里面的内容。
So I ask that you bear with me through the depths of this passage.
所以请大家耐心听我的讲道。
There are leaders.Over so many different areas of our lives.
在我们的生活之中有各种各样的领袖。
Consider our doctors. We consider them leaders.
想想我们的医生，我们认为他们是领袖。
Right? We listen to them all the time.
我们听从他们的建议。
When the doctors say eat eggs, they're great for you. We all have eggs for breakfast.
他们说你们吃鸡蛋对你的身体有益处，那我们早上就吃鸡蛋。
And then when the doctors come out with a new report that they're terrible for your heart, then we all stop eating eggs.
当这个医生出了一个新的报告，说这个吃鸡蛋对你的心脏不好，我们就不吃鸡蛋了。
Right? We listen to our mechanics.
我们听从我们的这些机械师。
We trust that they know what they're talking about.
我们相信他们知道他们说的是什么。
When they say our car needs an oil change every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, we set our odometer.
他们说这个你的车每3000迈要换油，那然后我们就记录我们的这个里程。
We put appointments in our calendar for these things.
我们就是来预约来换油做这些事情。
Now, of course, with our mechanics, we have specific expectations, don't we?
当然，对这个机械师来讲，我们有很对他们有很具体的期望，是吗？
We don't just let any greasy old guy with an ad on Craigslist getting into the guts of our car.
当然我们不希望那些从那个 Craigslist 上这些广告上，那些这个满身油渍的这些人来碰我们的车。
Right, we have expectations for them.
我们对他们有期望。
So what about church leaders?
那对这个教会的领袖来说呢？
What about leaders within the church? Do we have expectations for them?
那对这个教会的领袖来说，我们对他们有期望吗
？And what kind of leaders do we value？
那我们看重什么样的这个领袖
？One of my favorite church leaders has always been Athanasius。
这个在教会领袖里面，我们最喜欢的一个就是亚特拉修。
A fiery little guy with a beard。
一个很很坚定的一个小个子，有着胡子。
One author describes him as a hammer wielded by God against heresy.
有一个作家就是这么来描述他，说这是神锻造的一个针对这个异端的这个锤子。
Consider Martin Luther, another one of my heroes.
大家想一想，这个马丁路德，这是我的一个英雄。
He publicly posted these accusations against the Catholic Church at that time. He right up there against on the church door.
他公开的在教会的门口贴上这个反对这个当时天主教的这些控诉。
And on trial by the church, he asserted, "Unless I'm convicted by Scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of popes and councils."For they have contradicted each other.
所以在这个教会对马丁路德这个审判的时候，马丁路德说，除非我的良心就是被这个圣经或者说一些很简单的原因来折服，我不会接受这个教皇和教会的这些委员会的他们的这个权柄，因为他们经常这个教皇和教会的这个委员会他们经常自相矛盾。
So you have this leader within the church, and he is publicly proclaiming against the powerful church at the time.
所以那就是说，当时我们有这么好的这个领袖，他们是当时是能够对当时天主教的权柄能够挺身而出。
These are admirable heroes of the faith.
这是我们可以仰慕的这些人物。
Men and women who gave their lives for the sake of the gospel.
男人和女人，他们都因为信仰的缘故，愿意舍弃自己的生命。
there's many of them. Some of them give their lives literally, and sometimes they just give their lives away for the gospel.
有的当然是真的是为这个信仰殉道，有的是把自己的生命全部放在信仰中生活之中。
These are the people that literally give up their lives, give up everything for the preservation and proclamation of the fundamentals of the faith.
那这些人就是放弃了一切，只是为了持守和宣告我们信仰的这些根基。
So this morning we're going to look at the leadership of Paul.
今天早上我们就来看一看保罗作为领袖的一个典范。
And we're going to compare it to some leaders that we have today.
那我们也比较一下这些不同的领袖。
And I hope that some of the practical applications that you guys see the connections specifically with what is going on here with us at the Chinese church.
那我们就是从我们学习的来看一看我们这个教会生活的能够具体的能够应用到我们的生活之中。
So let me pray and then I'll start to get into the context of our passage.
让我们那个先祷告，然后我们再来讲这些信息。
Gracious God, I thank you for your word.
满有恩典的神，我们感谢你的话语。
And I pray that you would help us to think correctly about the leaders in our lives.
那我们的祷告让我们那个会众能够正确的看待我们教会的领袖。
Help us at this church to value good godly leadership.
帮助我们能够看重一个正确的领袖。
We ask these things in your name, Jesus.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So a little bit of context, and then we'll get into the contents of the passage.
有一点这个上下文的背景，我们来讲主要的信息。
So there are always two elements of context.
在这个上下文里面，一般有两个内容。
You have the literary context, what is going on around the passage in the Bible.
有这个文体的这个上下文。
And then you have the historical context, the setting.
还有一个历史背景。
So we'll start with the literary context.
那我们从这个文学的这个背景开始。
So the book starts out with a typical greeting.
这个哥罗西书是以这个问候开始。
Then Paul thanks God for the effect that the gospel has had on the people of Colossae.
保罗就感谢神，因为福音的效果体现在这些哥罗西教徒的会众的身上。
And then Paul prays that that they would know God's will for life and fruitfulness.
保罗就是赞美神，他们这些会众知道神的旨意。
And then last week John covered the next section.
那上一次这个志强讲了这个上一段经文。
His message was appropriately titled "The Supremacy of Christ."
他的主要的信息就讲到说主耶稣基督的超越性。
Christ is Creator.He is sustainer, ruler, and reconciler.
耶稣是我们的创造者，一个维护万有，也是一个君王，也是一个做我们的中保。
And in this passage, in this section, Paul clarifies that these were the enemies of God, but they were reconciled, and now they have become blameless.
保罗在上一段经文里面讲到说，这些作为神的仇敌，但是现在与神能够和好。
And then this is where our passage fits in today.
那接下来就是我们今天的这个信息。
I'm going to summarize our passage in one sentence.
那我们用一句话来总结。
Paul loves to make Jesus known and works hard at it to comfort believers and prevent deception.
保罗在这里很想就让耶稣的名被人所知，而且他一直努力的服侍，能够安慰这些信徒，并且来预防这些欺骗。
And then following our passage, Paul begins to attack that heresy that the Colossians were facing.
接下来保罗就来针对这些当时的这些异端邪说。
He charges the people in Colossae to live free in Christ.
他鼓励当时的这个哥罗西的这个会徒会众大概为主耶稣基督而活。
To live free in Christ rather than the oppression of these empty and lifeless religious rules.
那是在在基督里面能够有自由，而不是受这些当时的这些空泛的宗教的这些压制。
So next, Paul then parallels these two things, death to the empty rules, and then life with your hearts and our minds that are just set on Jesus.
那接下来保罗就把这两件事情做对比，一个是说，是活在这些空泛的这些规条里面，另外一个就是我们的心智能够定睛在耶稣基督上，能过一个自由的生活。
And then this is when Paul starts to begin to get a little more practical. He gives a little bit of do's and a little bit of don'ts.
然后保罗就开始这些一些实际的教导，就是说该可以做什么，可以不做什么。
He then starts to talk about the specific instructions for the different demographics in the households.
然后就讲到对具体的不同的人群来讲到是很具体的一些教导。
And then in chapter 4, he gets into the final instructions, conclusion, and some greetings.
在第四章就是讲到最后的这些一些教导和问候。
So that's kind of the literary context. That's what this book is about.
这个就是一个大概的从文学上来讲这本书所要讲的内容。
But he is addressing believers.
他是这个针对当时的信徒而言的。
And he is providing a theological foundation to resist the heresies that were going on at that time.
在这里，保罗提供就是一个神学的一个基础，来抵制当时的这些异端邪说。
And of course, this has very practical implications for the people.
当然，这些教导在他们的信徒的生活之中也会有很实际的作用。
So now the historical context.
现在就是这个历史背景。
John began to describe the heresy last week.
上一周之前也讲到了当时的这个异端。
Right, there were these early stages of Gnosticism.
这个早期的诺斯底主义。
Gnosticism, on the one hand, it does believe that the spiritual realm exists and that there is a natural realm.
诺斯底主义当时相信是有两个现实，一个是物质的世界，一个是属灵的世界。
But as John pointed out, they believed that the spiritual realm was good, and then the natural realm was all bad.
像之前所说的就是这个属灵的现实是好的，但是物质的现实是不好的。
And they missed the connection, as John pointed out, of how Jesus works into that.
那这里面一个误会就是说，那耶稣怎么在这个里面处于什么样的一个位置？
So they thought that by depriving the flesh through asceticism or harsh treatment of the body, that they could get to this spiritual level.
他们当时就相信就是除掉你这些身体的这些欲望，你就可以上升到这个一个属灵的高度。
They just follow all these rules about how they live, and then they get this special knowledge that is only available to the elite.
所以他当时就是说来遵守这各样的这些具体的规条，这样的话就可以得到对那些精英阶层所启示的特别的信息。
Well, that's a messed up worldview.
那这个是当然是一个很混乱的世界观呢。
That is faulty at its very core.
那个当然是这个核心的是错误的。
Paul points out that yes, there is a natural world and there is a spiritual world.
保罗提到当然是有现实的世界，是有属灵的世界。
But in this letter, he clearly points out that Jesus is supreme. He is Lord over all things.
在这封信里面，他提到，就耶稣基督，那当然是超越一切的，他是万有的主。
He made both the spiritual realm and the natural realm.
他当然这就是既制造了这些现实的世界，也是创造了这些属灵的世界。
He made all those angels that they were worshiping.
他也造了那些他们所崇拜的那些天使。
He rules over all things.
他统管一切。
And the wonderful mystery, the gospel itself says that you don't have to do all that to have a relationship with God.
当然这些一个神秘的事情，就是说你不需要做这些具体的事情，你可以来到神的面前。
The fundamentals of the faith are that we are in Christ.
那最基本的事实是我们在主耶稣基督里。
How more spiritual can you get?
那你还能怎么更属灵呢？
Emmanuel, God is with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
So that's part of the heresy that he was addressing.
这是当时就保罗所想指出来的当时的异端。
Okay, so let's begin to look at the content, the actual contents of this passage.
那我们呢，再看看具体的这些信息。
Can we all stand to read? We'll read Colossians 1:24 through 2:5.
请大家起立，我们来念今天的经文，哥罗西书一章二十四节到二章五节。
In whichever language you prefer.
中文或者英文都可以。
Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known. The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this toil, struggling with all in his energy that so powerfully works within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Please be seated. A kind of a deep and rich passage, wouldn't you say?
这个真的是很丰富也很深的这个内容。
In the original, there are only three sentences in those paragraphs.
在最初的这个希腊文里面，这实际上只有三句话。
So the first sentence is actually verse 24 through 29. Can we pull that up?
第一句话实际上第一个句子实际上是从24到29节。
There you go. So 24 through 29 can be summarized like this.
那从24到29节我们可以这样来总结。
So Paul works hard and he loves his God-given job of making Jesus known.
那保罗真的是很努力的服侍，他是想耶稣的名能够传扬。
And if you go to the next one,
那下一节。
Still the same sentence in the original.
他还是刚才的同一句话。
But you see the purpose in there you go. The purpose there is that he might facilitate spiritual maturity.
那你看到这个，他这里面讲的目的，那就是说能够帮助会众能够属灵上成熟。
The second.The second sentence is this. He gives the reason.
第二个句子他就是给出这个原因。
And this is verses 1 through 3.
一到三节。
There you go. Summarized here, he wants the Colossians to know, that is, Paul wants the Colossians to know that he works hard so that they are comforted by means of unity, understanding, and a recognition of Christ for who he is.
那一句话总结，他就是想让他就想让他们知道，他一直努力的服侍，就让他们能够从神那里得安慰，通过他们彼此之间的这个合一理解和认识到耶稣基督他是谁。
And then the third sentence, verses 4 and 5.
第四五节是指第三句话。
Paul says these things with the purpose of preventing deception.
他说这些是为了这个防止他们受欺骗。
For even if Paul has not met them, he still cares about those the people's faith in Christ.
尽管保罗从来没有见过他们，但是他很为这些这个教会的信仰而喜乐。
So once again, the summary of the passage.
那再一次，我们总结一下这些经文。
Paul loves to make Jesus known, and he works hard at it to comfort believers and prevent deception.
保罗就是要让耶稣的名能够显扬，他也努力的服侍来安慰信徒，让他们能够不受欺骗。
But in these three sentences, there's all sorts of these weighty little relative clauses that he puts in there.
那在这三个句子里面有很长的 这些从句。
And these clauses, as you can see, they just completely dismantled that heresy that was being that was attacking the church.
在这些从句里面，它就是能够完全的这个分析当时的这个异端邪说的错误。
Yeah, so we learn the issues with that faulty worldview.
那我们知道这些这个世界观的错误。
We learn that Christ is head of the church, and that His church is the body of Christ.
那我们知道耶稣基督是教会的头，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
And we learn that Jesus is the Messiah of both the Jews and the Gentiles.
那我们知道耶稣基督是犹太人和外邦人的弥赛亚。
And that Jesus as the Messiah, that is the mystery. What more do you want?
那耶稣基督是弥赛亚，这个本身就是一个奥秘。
So that's what we learn about Jesus in this passage.
那我们从这段经文里面知道耶稣基督是谁。
But we learn about Paul too.
那我们也知道了保罗是一个什么样的人。
We learn about his God-given call to preach to the Gentiles.
我们知道他被神所呼召来向外邦人传福音的讲道。
We see that his preaching includes both teaching as well as warning people.
那我们知道他的讲道里面既有教导也有劝诫。
We see this, he describes his supernatural energy that works through him.
他也讲到了他这个身体里面有一个超自然的能力来不停地为主服事。
And we also learn that he has a great connection to those in the faith, even those he hasn't even met yet.
我们也知道，即使他没有亲自的见过这些会众，但是他还是有跟他们有很多的联系。
So I want to look at four lessons here from Paul's example.
那在这里，我们想先讲一讲从保罗的这个榜样里面学到的四个方面的功课。
There are four main points that I think that apply to biblical leadership to us here at Eugene Chinese Christian Church.
那这四个要点，当然可以应用到我们的宇津华人基督教会里面的领袖。
It's interesting the situation that the Chinese church is in.
在我们宇津华人教会的这个情况是很有意思。
You guys all know that Pastor Mock was here, and they were candidating for to be a pastor at this church.
那你们知道，就是前几个礼拜，这个麦牧师来作为我们主任牧师的候选人来拜访我们教会。
So I don't find that coincidental with the passage that I'm basically assigned to preach today.
当然，当时我也不知道这个是巧合。我要讲这个经文和麦牧师的拜访有关系。
I wanted to preach from chapter 2:20 through 3:4 because it's one of my favorite passages.
其实本来我是想讲到的是从二章二十节到三章四节，因为那些经文是我最喜欢的一些经文。
And somebody messed that all up.
可能有人把这个搞坏了。他说是我。
But it is what it is. So this is the passage that I'm dealt with today.
今天的经文那也可以，那就是今天的经文我来讲。
And I don't think it's coincidental with the situation of the church.
我并不认为这是巧合，特别是关于到我们教会的这些情况。
So I hope that as we are thinking through these things as a church, that we take these lessons of biblical leadership and apply them to the decisions that we're making.
那我们想一想，就是根据这些情况，我们把这些教导能够应用到我们在做教会决定的时候能考虑到这些原则。
The first one is that biblical leaders' teaching and preaching leads to spiritual maturity.
第一点就讲到说，按照圣经的这些领袖他们的教导和讲道会导致属灵上的成熟。
Paul's preaching, according to verse 28, says that he was warning and teaching the people so that they would be more mature in Christ.
按照二十八节保罗的教导讲的说是劝诫个人教导个人让信徒会能够在主耶稣基督里面能够更成熟。
I believe this is a major purpose of preaching.
那当然我觉得这是讲道的一个主要的目的。
In America, we have two types of churches.
在美国，我们有两种教会。
Most of the churches are a mile wide, but only an inch deep.
那有的教会，很大，但是深度很浅。
And then we have some that are an inch wide, but then only an inch deep.
有些就是一英寸宽，但也只有一英寸深。
And think about that, because if the pastor is, if he's outgoing and he's good at what he does, he's gonna have a big church.
那你想想这些主任牧师如果很外向的话，也很愿意出去服事，那会形成一个很大的教会。
But if he's terrible, he's not very charismatic. It's still going to be inch deep, but it's just going to be not very wide either.
如果他不是这个很有领袖魅力的话，那只是说教会很大，但是深度不够。
These churches that are a mile wide, they focus on getting people in the church.
那这些教会这个有一英里宽，他们就是把他的精力集中在把人带到教会来。
Fancy programs, smoke machines, and video graphics all over the place.
可能有一些很好的节目，一些设备，甚至一些录像也好，还是什么好，能把人那个吸引到教会来。
But unfortunately, for the most part, these churches do not result in spiritual maturity.
但是不幸的是，这些事情并没有让信徒那个属灵上能够成熟。
All the people that are committed to Jesus, they start to volunteer and they're stuck ushering cars in the parking lot or running lights or sound or something along that lines.
那些委身于基督的这些会众，他们可能做很多的事情，什么在停车场指挥交通啊，或者做这些诸如此类的事工。
Rather than running discipleship groups, teaching Sunday school, or even giving people opportunities and training them to preach and teach.
他们做这事情，而不是说来做门徒造就，来教这个成人的主日学，来使这个人们的这会众的这个能力，和属灵上能够成熟，甚至可以讲道，和教导。
Now, of course, there are exceptions to this.
当然也会有例外。
And I'm grateful that many of those exceptions are actually here in the Eugene area.
当然很感恩的是在尤金也有很多这样的例外。
For example, First Baptist, great church.
一个例子就是第一浸信会。
Huge, right?
这个很大。
You go out there, it looks like a mall or something with the size of their parking lot.
你去他们教会，你看他们的停车场就像一个大的购物中心一样。
But their leadership, the levels of leadership, they have some depth.
他们这个不同层次的这个领袖，他们是很有深度的。
Yeah, so sure, they have fancy music and lights and all of that, but they have depth as well.
他们也很好的音乐，很好的这些项目，但是他们也有深度。
They are a church that produces, that promotes spiritual maturity.
他们是这样一个能够结果子，能够让会众能够属灵上成熟的一个教会。
They are not teaching people just to come to church. They're teaching people to follow Jesus.
他们不是教导让人只是来教会，他们教导是让人能够跟随耶稣。
Consider Paul's description of the offices of the church.
那我们想一想，这个保罗来描述这个教会的时候。
And this is in Ephesians 4.
是在以弗所书四章。
So he says, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Leadership was given to promote spiritual maturity.
那我们有这个领袖的身份，是为了促使为了促进这个属灵上的成熟。
Biblical leadership wasn't so we could build big fancy churches and programs and get a bunch of people.
圣经上的按照圣经教导的这些领袖，不是说为了建立一个大的教会把人带到教会来。
we don't want to just get a bunch of people in here and tell them Jesus loves you every week. I mean, there's so much more than that. There's so much more depth to that.
我们并不想就是把人带的教会就说啊，耶稣爱你。我们需要有更多的深度，也有远远比这个更多的。
If that was the depth of the message, we just come in, shake everybody's hand, Jesus loves you, and we finish our songs, and then we go home.
啊，如果说只是跟人说耶稣爱你，那就是我们信息的深度的话，那我们每次来就握握手，然后就可以回家了。
So let's compare this biblical leadership with, say, a physical trainer.
那我们把这个圣经的领袖和和这个健身教练做比较。
Okay, I had my ACL replaced a few years back, and I had to go through physical therapy and work with a doctor.
在我这个膝盖就是这个韧带更换的手术之后，我去看这些。
Yeah, work with a trainer.
就是和这个健身教练那个来合作。
And the lady, she made me work.
那这个女士那当然就让我做很多事情。
Right, I had to ride a bike. I had to push myself around the room. I had to do all these horrible exercises that hurt.
当然我要骑自行车，要跑圈，要做很多的这些锻炼。
But there were results.
但是这个有效果。
There was health.
效果就是我变得更健康。
Similarly for trainers at the gym.
那同样对体育馆里面的这些健身教练。
If I hire somebody as a trainer at the gym, I want to see results.
那如果我们雇佣他们的话，我当然我希望能够看到结果。
I want to be able to walk out of there and say, "Man, you must be going to the gym."
我想出去的时候，那别人可以对我说，哦，你肯定去了这个体育馆。
I don't want to go into the gym and listen to somebody chit chat and tell me jokes.
我并不想去体育馆，就是为了跟人聊聊天，能够讲讲笑话。
Right? That's just a waste of my time and money.
那样只是浪费我的时间和钱。
A good gym does not just get people in the door.
那个一个好的体育馆不是说让人进来。
A good gym, a good physical therapist will have obvious results.
那个好的理疗中心也是就要有效果。
So let's not settle for shallow leadership that does not result in spiritual maturity.
所以我们不要以这样的领袖为满足，就是说。不会导致这个属灵上的成熟。
So second,
第二点
，biblical leaders work hard to promote spiritual comfort for others, not their own physical comfort.
那个圣经上的领袖的努力的事工是为了别人提供安慰，而不是让自己得到身体上的安慰。
Again, biblical leaders work hard to promote spiritual comfort for others, not their own physical comfort.
那我们再说一遍，这些圣经上的领袖，是为了别人的属灵上的安慰，而不是让自己身体上能够得满足。
Paul worked hard.
保罗的确很努力的施工。
The words in the struggle in verses 29 and 21 are terms of an athlete, of a fighter.
这个在一章二十九节、二章一节里面的经文用到的字，实际上是这个运动员的这一个称呼。
And in America, we have two types of athletes.
在美国，我们有两类这个运动员。
We have real athletes, and we have armchair athletes.
我们有真正的运动员，也有坐在椅子上的运动员。
The real athletes, you could tell them they're the ones that have the six-pack abs and the you could see their veins popping out all over the place.
那个真正的运动员，你能够看见他身体上这个静脉，能够显得出来，有这个腹部有六块的肌肉。
And then you have the armchair athletes, and those are the ones that have a six-pack of beer and they just watch the other athletes.
当然，这个椅子上的这些运动员，他们是有六盒这个啤酒，他们只是坐着来看这些别人的运动。
Consider the rigorous training that an athlete goes through.
那么你想象一下这些运动员这些严格的训练。
I am blown away by what athletes can accomplish because of their hard work.
我的确感到非常的惊奇，他们能够成就的这一切。
You guys know that people can run a mile in 4 minutes?
那你们知道有的人可以一分钟可以跑四迈。
Isn't that crazy?
你不觉得这个很了不起吗？
Think about that. A 4 minute mile.
一分钟跑四迈。
I don't know what he's saying.
对不起，四分钟跑一
迈。Was he saying 4 miles a minute? Oh, that's fast.
Superman.
Yeah. No, think about that. A 4 minute mile. I remember when I was growing up, there's no way, and I ran a lot.
那我记得就是当我长大的时候，尽管我跑了很多，但是我达不到这个水平。
Okay, it's amazing what their hard work can accomplish.
真的是，他们所成就的真是让人惊奇。
Spiritual athletes such as Paul, they push themselves.
那属灵上的运动员也是一样，他们不停的这个提高自己。
So every president in America seems to be criticized by how much golf he plays.
就好像这个每个美国的总统都受到批评，因为他们这个打高尔夫球打的太多了。
Right, it doesn't matter which president it is. Everyone is just going to yell at him every time he plays golf, even if he only plays once.
就是尽管这些总统不管他们打了多少次，即使打一次，他们也会受到批评。
Why do we have these expectations on our president, and then we just let our pastors and our leaders just go around wasting time like it doesn't matter?
那为什么我们对总统有这么高的期望，但是对我们的牧师，让他们就可以无所事事，就是
I don't want a leader who just works for their own comfort.
我不想这些领袖只是为了自己的满足来做事情。
I'm not willing to serve under a pastor who spends more time on the golf course than in his word.
那我当然不想为这样在高尔夫球场花很多时间的牧师来工作。
A pastor is called to feed the sheep.
那牧师被呼召来，他是来牧养这个群羊。
He's called to care for and protect and guard the sheep that are under his care.
他们来照顾来领导来喂养这些群羊。
Paul worked relentlessly.
保罗一直是非常努力的工作。
He forfeited his comfort in this life so that those around him would be spiritually comforted.
他舍弃了他自己生活中的这些舒适，是为了让他身边的人能够得安慰。
Spiritually comforted for this life and the next.
属灵上的安慰，不仅仅是在这个今生，也是在来世。
Sometimes we see this in missionaries.
有时候我们这样的看这些传道士。
Right, they give up their livelihood, they sell their house, and they go off to this foreign country just to teach people how to read and write and read the Bible.
那些就是传教士，他们就是放下他们自己的一切，把房子给卖掉，去那些就是很贫穷的国家，就是教人去学习，能够识字，能够读圣经。
But the more I see modern missionaries, it's a glorified vacation.
那我现在想这些传教士想的越多，也越觉得他这是一个很荣耀的一个职业。
I met with a missionary not too long ago.
我记得最近也碰到一位传教士。
And I wanted to see, okay, maybe, you know, I like this guy, I think he's great, maybe I'll support him in his ministry.
那我觉得这个人很了不起，可能我就是邀请他来谈一谈，也许我会来支持他的宣教事工。
So I asked him specifically, okay, how much money do you need? Where are you at? And all those type of questions.
就是问了他很多问题，就像说他在宣教的时候需要多少钱，需要多少的资源。
And I left the meeting saying, you should support me, and left. I was a little nicer than that, but.
当我这个结束跟他的会面的时候，最后就是告诉他，他应该来支持我。
Okay, I think that we have the wrong idea of what sacrificial service really is.
可能我们这个有错误的想法，就是对这个能够舍己的这个服事。
Again, Paul, biblical leadership works hard for the comfort of other people, not for our own physical comfort.
那这个圣经的领袖，那是 服侍的目的是让别人得安慰，而不是让自己身体上能够得满足。
So number three，
第三点
，Biblical leaders have the goal to encourage hearts by uniting them unto the understanding and recognition of the mystery of Christ。
圣经上领袖的这个目标，那就是为了安慰人的心，能够把他们连接到一起，能够明白，能够明白耶稣基督的奥秘。
Unity is different than getting along。
那合一当然不是说这个大家就是处好关系。
Paul's work, verse 2:2, chapter 2, verse 2. Paul's work encouraged in that it brought folks together under the full understanding and recognition of the mystery of God, which is Christ.
那在二章二节里面，保罗就是讲到说，他把这些会众能够带到一起，让他们能够有一个完完全全的理解，能够承认耶稣基督的神的奥秘就是耶稣基督。
Married people argue.
我们结了婚的人，他们有时候会争论。
Married people don't always get along.
那这些夫妻有时候也是处得不好。
But the unity is that they don't give up and they come together and they work together for understanding.
那合一，那就是说他们能够能够走到一起，能够想办法解决，能够想办法。能达到一个平衡点。
It's not healthy when one side just blindly submits without understanding.
那如果一方呢只是盲目的顺服另外一方，没有任何的不理解对方，这样也是不健康的。
And it's wrong for the other side to bulldoze themselves over the other without understanding.
那同样这样也不健康，那只是就是硬按照自己的方式来硬来，也不管别人。
So let's compare this conception of unity based upon knowledge with a math teacher.
那我们就把这个合一的理解来和这个数学老师来做一个比较。
I don't care if a math teacher can teach the kids to get along if the math teacher can't teach my kids math.
那对这个数学老师而言，我并不在乎他是不是能教孩子能够和人处好关系，我关心的是说他能不能把孩子的数学教好。
A math teacher is terrible if they can't promote unity based upon the fundamentals of math.
如果这个数学老师如果他不能够把这些数学最基本的教好的话，让他数学的这个根基打好，那他显然不是一个好的老师。
Right, we have unity with our understanding that 2 plus 2 is 4.
我们有这样一个合一的观点，就是二加四，二加二等于四。
We might be able to get along with somebody that doesn't believe that.
我们可能和那些不相信这些的人能够处好关系。
But will you partner with them?
那你会和他同工吗？
Will you let them do your taxes?
那会让那些就是不同意二加等于四的人来不给你报税吗？
Right? Do you want them as your banker?
你希望他们成为你的银行管银行的吗？
Unity is based upon a common understanding.
那合一是在一个达成共识的基础上。
In the same way, our biblical leaders need to promote unity based upon agreed understanding of the fundamentals of Scripture rather than just an effort to not fight.
那同样的，这个圣经上的领袖也是要来促进合一，不是说来避免这些冲突，而是说在我们一个在圣经这个基要圣经的理解上能够达成一致。
And John, what are the fundamentals of the faith that you shared last week?
那之前那里上个礼拜你所分享的这些经文最基要的是什么？
The Apostles' Creed, right? Right? That's the fundamentals. Let's start there.
使徒信经，这是我们的这个基要的真理。
Right? We could partner with other churches that.And we could call them brothers and sisters if they align to the basics.
当然，如果别的教会也承认这个使徒信经的话，我们也可以和他们同工，我们也承认他们是主里面的弟兄姐妹。
Right? Now, if they don't, if they deny the deity of Jesus, then they're not. We could get along, but we're not going to be united with them.
那当然，如果他们否认耶稣基督的神性的话，我们可能也许跟他们能够处好关系，但是我们并不是同一个 一个教会。
So biblical leaders, according to them, unity is based upon a common understanding of the fundamentals, not on just the effort to not fight.
那所以这个合一，那就是对于这个基要真理上的共识。
So four.
第四点。
Biblical leaders, their communication, their preaching, their teaching protects from deception.
那圣经上的领袖，他们的信息是为了保护会众不受这个欺骗。
This is such a theme in Paul's writings.
那这个是保罗这个书信里面一个主要的主题。
There are competing worldviews coming at us, coming at all believers from all different angles.
那从世界上而来的有很多不同的这个世界观会影响这个会众。
Arts and literature and education promote a different worldview.
那文学艺术这些建筑各个方面都会让人产生世界观。
The media, the politics and laws and even other religions promote a different worldview.
那媒体、政治、法律甚至不同的宗教也会带来这个不同的这个世界观。
And the anti-religious, they promote a different worldview.
那也这个反宗教的，它也是一种世界观。
So you as believers,
那你作为信徒。
You may be able to resist the erosion of your faith.
那你可能会抵制这些不同世界观的侵蚀。
But what about your children? What about the next generation?
那你的孩子呢？那你们下一代能不能这样抵制这个信仰的侵蚀呢？
Do you know where heretics hang out?
那你知道这些异端在哪里出现呢？
Do you think they hang out at the mall?
那你们觉得这异端会在这些购物中心吗？
Where do heretics hang out?
那这些异端在哪里出现呢？
Where? Church!
在教会里面。
That's a scary thought.
那想想这个很可怕。
So how are you protecting and what kind of leadership do you have that protects you against that?
那你这样怎么保护会众呢？那你有什么样的这个领袖来保护会众不受他们的这个欺骗？
Let's consider if deception were a viral outbreak.
那我们就想一想这个病毒的这个爆发。
And I would argue that it very much is one that affects not just this life, but the life to come as well.
那我觉得这个病毒的爆发跟这些异端的侵蚀是一样的，因为它的影响不仅仅是在现实的世界，也包括在永生。
How would we want our doctors to handle it?
那你们想想，我们怎么希望我们的医生来处理这些病毒爆发呢？
I don't want a doctor who's going to tell me that everything's fine.
那我不想这个医生跟我说一切都很好。
I don't want a doctor that's going to just say, yeah, just hang out, just keep eating those donuts, you'll be fine.
我不想医生这样说你只是你就这样嘛，你不用担心，没关系，一切都会好的。
Right, we respect doctors who have that hard conversation with us and say, "Hey, if you don't stop, you're going to die."
我们希望那医生能跟我们很认真的跟我们交流，说你要很注意这个问题，要不然你会死的。
So why don't we have the same expectations for our biblical leadership?
那我们对这个圣经的领袖那是不是也应该有这样的要求？
Biblical leadership is dealing with eternal, so much more.More important matters.
那圣经上的领袖，那实际上处理的事情是关于永生的这些事情。
Biblical leadership has the courage to address deception head on.
那圣经上的领袖有这个勇气来处理这些欺骗。
They warn of the risks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they warn of the risks.
他们会提醒我们这些危险。
And they quarantine.If necessary,
那会把我们从这些风险里面隔离开来。
So how does this apply to the Chinese church?
那这些怎么能应用到我们的教会呢？
I hope that some of these are absolutely apparent.
我希望这些对你们来说是很明显的。
Right, I hope that I don't have to spell everything out for you, but I'm gonna apply it a little bit differently here.
我希望就是不需要把这些再讲一遍，但是我就想把这些再应用一下。
God has graciously given us the Bible.
神的恩典赐予我们这个圣经。
And toward the end, there are three very important books.
那在这个结在圣经结束的时候有三本书。
They're called the pastoral epistles, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus.
这个教牧书信包括提摩太前后书和提多书。
And in those books, we see three levels of leadership.
在这些书信里面有三重的领袖。
At least three important ones.
至少三种重要的这个领袖。
Right, because you have Paul writing the letter.
在这里你有保罗写这个书信。
Right.And then he's writing that to give instructions and leadership to, he's leading Timothy and Titus, the second level.
他写信就是给予教导来带领提摩太和提多。
And then in both of those letters, Paul is encouraging Titus and Timothy to raise up a third level of leadership. So the third level.
在这个书信里面他就鼓励提摩太和提多来带领这个新一代的这个领袖。
And then in those letters, we're given the qualifications of that lowest level, that third level of leadership.
那在这个书信里面，保罗就讲到了说，这个新培养的这些领袖他们的这个特质。
I'm just gonna breeze over a couple of these.
那我就只是简单的这个讲一下这些领袖的这些特质。
But that level of leadership, the third lowest level, needs to be above reproach or blameless.
这个新的这些领袖应该是无可指责。
The husband of but one wife.
只做一个妻子的丈夫。
Self-controlled.
有节制。
Right. They shouldn't be drunkards.
不应该醉酒。
They shouldn't be violent.
不应该这个有暴力。
Okay, they shouldn't be a lover of money.
不应该贪财。
And they need to be able to manage their own households well.
他们要就是把自己的家管好。
Similarly in Titus 1.
那同样在提多书里面也是这样讲到。
Again, blameless.
无可指责。
Not quick-tempered, not drunk all the time. 1, 7 through 9.
Okay,
so blameless,
不任性就是不暴躁
not drunk,
不饮酒滋事
not violent,
不打人
right, again, self-controlled,
就是有节制
read through those,
那你们读一下这些经文
that is the lowest level of leadership,
那是这个就是这个新的阶段的这些领袖
the Chinese church is absolutely amazing,
那我们这个华人教会真的是很让人惊奇。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？This church is an inch wide and a mile deep.
这个我们的教会是只有一寸宽，但是有一英里深。
There's like 40 people that fit these qualifications out of the church here.
我们教会可能有40个人都有这样的这个特质，领袖的特质。
Right?
对吗
This is an astounding spiritually mature church.
这真是令人惊奇的这个属灵上成熟的教会。
Certainly someone among us is called and willing to step up to the next level of leadership.
那当然这个我们之中那有些人是被呼召会愿意来从领袖上能够晋升一步。
Personally, from this, I'm just going to tell you what I'm looking for in a leader.
那从个人来讲，我就想告诉你，我对这个领袖的希望是什么。
I want a leader who is effective in discipling people into spiritual maturity.
我想一个领袖，他是说在门徒造就上非常的有效，能够让门徒能够属灵上成熟。
Winjun and I were talking a little bit about this before. There's a difference between an evangelist and a pastor and a teacher and a leader in a church.
就是当然后我们就是讨论了一下这些关于教会这些不同的这些职分这些。
Evangelism, don't get me wrong, we need evangelists.
那传福音当然是非常的很重要，我们也需要。
But evangelism isn't come to church with me.
传福音那不只是说。就是把人带到教会。
I believe that all of you are evangelists. I'm an evangelist.
我相信你们中的每一个人都是传福音的，我也是传福音的。
Not a Billy Graham level evangelist, but we're all evangelists.
那不是那个Billy Graham 那个
Billy Graham
很有名的这个传福音的，我们每个人不是，当然不能成为他那样。
Okay. Right, we're all evangelists. And I think that if our evangelism method is, hey, come to church with me so you could hear Christianity 101 and my pastor will evangelize you, then you're missing out on the opportunity to evangelize.
那我们其实都是传福音的。我们不是说把人你们来吧，来到教会，我们的牧师会给你讲这个福音的事情。
This church is deep.
我们这个教会有深度。
You guys evangelize.
你们都是传福音的。
Okay, and when you will strengthen from the pulpit, we strengthen those believers, the believers, so that you're even more equipped to get out and build God's kingdom out there.
那我们就是来装备这些这些信徒，让他们能够更快的出去来为神国而服事。
A leader within the church is effective in discipling people to spiritual maturity.
那教会的领袖是应该能够门徒造就，让门徒能够属灵上成熟。
I want a leader who works for my spiritual comfort, not one that just works so that he can enjoy a comfortable life on a golf course.
那我想，领袖是应该是为我的属灵上的这些能够得安慰，而不是自己去高尔夫球上能够得满足。
I want a leader who builds unity on the foundation of the basic truths of the gospel.
我想这个领袖他是在这个圣经的基要真理上能够合一。
I don't want a leader who's just going to spout out insincere and pretentious pleasantries.
那我不想这个领袖只是说一些虚假的一些夸张的这些笑话。
I want a leader who will, like a true shepherd, guard the flock against deception.
那我想这样的领袖他是像一个真正的牧羊人一样能够保护群羊，让他能够不受欺骗。
Let us pray. We pray.
Okay, 让我们祷告。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你这个宝贵的话语，借着当乐的口和他自己从你而得来的领受来分享给大家，让我们知道我们每一个人在你的面前是靠你的恩典，也你也赐予我们各样的责任，来把人带到教会，让我们用各样的智慧能够把人能够完完全全的带到主耶稣面前。是的，主，也让我们能够从你那里得智慧，也从你那里得力量，把每一个人都能够带到你的面前。是的，主，我们感谢你，我们这样的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名求。